This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
You heard my pregame open. It's all about election fraud. It's about the voter fraud, stupid. Remember, it was about the economy, stupid. James Carville said no. Now it's, as Stalin said, it's about who counts the votes. The Democratic Party is stealing our votes all across the United States. They're stealing it with illegal aliens, and they're stealing it with absentee ballots. And it's as simple as this. If I'm wrong, then why would Democrats care? Why would you care? If it's going to be no cost to you, and that's going to be part of my plan. Number one, national voter ID. President Trump, we need it before 2020. Use executive order to establish national voter ID patterned after Mexico. If it isn't racist in Mexico, it isn't racist here. No one will be able to cheat anymore. You got government-issued photo, government-issued thumbprint. You can't vote without it. That's number one. That overrides the motor voter law. Or just use executive action to eliminate the motor voter law. But I think you're better off with some sort of a national passport. And then number two, we'll use executive action to make it free to every American. It'll cost you zero. Not even like a driver's license where it costs you $20. Zero. Liberals argue poor people, black people, Hispanics cannot afford a government-issued ID. It's the most ludicrous argument in history. You can't get on a plane without it. You can't walk in a fancy office building in New York City without it. You can't even buy a $3 bottle of water at the airport without them asking, can I see your ID? There's nothing you could do without ID. You can't get Obamacare without ID. So it's a lie. Every minority, every poor person has ID, and they can get it. But that's okay. I'm going to eliminate the argument. President Trump, you have to make it free to all Americans. The government will pay the cost, which means I, Wayne Root, and all of you taxpayers who actually work for a living will pay for the voter ID. And then number three, you've got to eliminate via executive action absentee ballots. There could be no more absentee voting. Simple as that. All right. We'll get to more of that. I'll write it. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. But in the meantime, we've got Bill O'Reilly with our answers to some great questions about the hottest stories in the news. He's the number one author in America, and he's also number one in cable news 16 years in a row. Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with the King of Cable News, 16 years in a row, the great Bill O'Reilly, also number one with Killing the SS. And I guess my first question for you, Bill O'Reilly, is you've got this number one bestseller and Michelle Obama's book's coming out. I know you talked about it on your website today. There's no way that you got the help from the mainstream media that Michelle Obama's about to get, right?
No, I mean, obviously the Obamas are still revered by the national press, and just like Bob Woodward's book in September, her book will get a lot of good, positive publicity. I don't begrudge that, Wayne. I got to tell you, I'm very happy that Killing the SS was at the top of the New York Times bestseller list for a few weeks, and it continues to sell very well, thanks to you, Newsmax, and a lot of other people who have helped me out. I know I'm never going to get any recognition from the national media. I never have in 45 years, even though I'm the best-selling nonfiction author in history. 15 number one books, 19 million copies of the Killing series in print. I mean, that's just off-the-chart stuff. But it will never even be mentioned because those people don't like me.
Agreed. Sad. All right, but you did it on your own, so it's cool. It's cool.
I did it on my own, but what about Martin Bugard, my co-author, deserves a lot of credit.
There you go. Frank Sinatra said, my own way, right? You did it my way. Good job, both of you, Martin and Bill. What do you make of this Florida recount, and should Brenda Snipes, who's in charge of the elections for Broward County, she's got to go, right?
You know, I don't know, Ms. Snipes. I never get involved with local politics. But I will tell you one thing. On BillO'Reilly.com, I said to my audience last week these state beefs in the federal election process have to be turned over to the federal government. And now, just a few minutes ago, Wayne, a dispatch comes to my desk. Quote, the Florida Department of State quietly referred altered state election documents to federal prosecutors last week, marking the first known instance of state officials flagging irregularities to law enforcement. Now, this is the way it has to happen everywhere in America. Can't let Brenda Snipes or anybody else be in charge of a ballot count that's disputed. It has to go to the federal agencies, including the FBI, because voter fraud is a federal crime. It's a felony. And this is serious business because it undermines Americans' belief in a fair election. So whether it be in Georgia, in Florida, in Arizona, if there is a contested vote, the federal authorities have to come in and monitor what happens, period. And I'm glad it's happening in Florida.
Couldn't agree more. And the tip-off in Florida, by the way, is tens of thousands of ballots appear late, and now the Democratic lawyers are arguing you don't have to match the signatures on the ballot with the signatures on file. You know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what this is about. They can't match them because somebody's been busy late at night writing them, and it's not the person whose name is on the ballot, right?
Look, the circumstantial evidence in this election is that the left, the Democrats, all right, don't want supervision on the vote count. It's as simple as that. They don't want it. They want to litigate it in the courtroom and hopefully overturn elections they lost. That's what they're trying to do. They succeeded in Minnesota with Al Franken. I still believe to this day that man did not win the fair election in Minnesota. Okay? But they succeeded there, and they're using the same tactics now. So the federal government has to monitor it.
All right. Al Franken, by the way, beat my old friend Norm Coleman. His picture's on the wall right as we speak now. It's me and Norm Coleman sitting up there. So what a terrible travesty that was. Let's talk about CNN. They're suing the Trump administration for suspending Jim Acosta. He's not allowed to go to the White House press briefings anymore. You could have knocked me over with a feather, Bill. Fox News is backing CNN as of this morning. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, number one, I don't think there's a feather in the world that could knock you over, Wayne. And number two, Fox News is a far different place than it was 3 years ago. New management, new attitude. All right, it's like that Patti LaBelle song. I got a new attitude. Everybody who watches Fox
That's
News
funny.
Knows that. All right? It used to be that we at Fox News, because I was there from the inception, being the outsiders, the mavericks. All right? We relished that role. We didn't want to be the establishment media there. And that's what led to the rise and the tremendous profits generated by FNC. That's gone now. The new Fox management wants to be a part of the national mainstream media. Now, are they wrong in supporting Acosta? In my opinion, they are, because they're looking at a constitutional issue that does not exist. It's not there.
Right.
Now, we have freedom of the press, but we don't have freedom to misbehave as a press member. So the Trump administration has made the argument, and I think it's beyond a reasonable doubt, that Mr. Acosta is not acting as a reporter. He's acting as a provocateur, trying to bait the president, and he is not obeying the rules of the road in the White House, which is when the president asks you to sit down, you sit down. If you don't have that, you have anarchy. You get nowhere. So surely the president of the United States and any other federal agency has a right to regulate what happens on the premises. Surely. And that's why CNN will lose. So to me, it's a stunt by CNN, and FNC is trying to get cred on the mainstream media front. That's what I think is happening.
All right, and Fox News' new Patti LaBelle attitude is good for Newsmax TV, and you and me, I would say, and Chris Reddy, our mutual friend.
I know
good stuff for Newsmax.
It's a very strong brand, Fox News, and there are many, many Americans who depend on it. all right? But everybody should know it is not the same news agency that it once was. Now, whether that's good for you or me or Patti LaBelle, I'm not sure. But we'll see how it plays out.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, King of Cable News, 16 years in a row. His wisdom always big impact with me and with all of you at home. I know that. I get so many emails saying, we love Bill, we love Bill. And we all appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Wayne. Talk soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn back. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Always great wisdom. Michael Avenatti was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence by the LAPD. I think this is the most wonderful news I've ever heard in my life. As much as I'm upset that Democrats and angry that Democrats are stealing elections, angry our country's being taken away from us, I could put all that aside for a moment and just cheer. Michael Avenatti has been arrested for domestic violence. I just think that is so perfect. That is so wonderful. It should warm the cockles of all of our hearts. His ex-wife called the police and said, I guess he beat the crap out of her. And as horrible as that is for her, it's wonderful for us because he's not going to be able to run for president of the United States. And it's just desserts for him because this is the guy that says, hey, if someone says it, it's true. It's true. Well, I guess if someone says it, he'd now argue it's not true. They might be lying. He's not saying his wife's lying. She's making it up. He said, if I got this correct, he said, she hit me first. This is what you get with low life. I'm not going to say it. What did Hillary Clinton say when women claimed that Bill Clinton had raped them and assaulted them and harassed them? She said, when you wipe a dollar bill through a mobile home park, this is what you come up with. They attach the dollar bill. That describes Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer. Just a low life. And he's getting what he deserves. Landis Tax Group. Oh, there's no time. We're running out. I'll get to Landis Tax Group when we get back. We only have a matter of seconds. We'll see you right back here in about 2 minutes. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action
thriller, full of suspense, based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I never got to praise the sponsor of our show, the Landis Tax Group. If you have any problems with the government at all, or with the IRS at all, I guess you should say more specifically, they represent the government. This is the guy to call, man. When the IRS came after me, the Obama IRS came after me, and Judicial Watch took my case, by the way, after the fact, and they proved. We got my IRS files. We proved it was a government-targeted persecution of Wayne Root for my conservative political beliefs. Fact. And he still beat him, not only once, but twice. And we think we have circumstantial proof. I wouldn't say dead proof, but it looked very clear from the IRS records that we literally got. My IRS records, it was very clear it was a persecution, targeting, intimidation, all that was clear. What we think, circumstantially, we figured out is that Lois Lerner had my file on her desk. This was a Lois Lerner hit job at the direction of the Obama White House, probably Valerie Jarrett, put a hit on me and said, go get him, destroy this guy's life. And somehow, some way, I found the right lawyer, the best lawyer in America, no better tax lawyer in the United States than Sam Landis, and he beat them not once, but twice. Once we beat him, a judge threw the whole case out, and 6 days later, new IRS audit, and he said, my God, you are on Obama's enemies list, and we beat him again. That's how good Sam Landis is. Best damn tax lawyer in America. Remember that show, Best Damn Sports Show? Best damn tax lawyer in America, Sam Landis. Call him at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, and he's inexpensive. I don't want to say cheap. Cheap's a bad word, because he's not cheap. He's inexpensive. He's very low price, very reasonably priced. You'll be shocked at how reasonable priced he is. And you'll get attorney-client privilege in this first free consultation. You'll find out the price, the length of time, and nothing you say can ever be used against you in a court of law or anywhere else because you have attorney-client privilege. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. The letter U as an underdog, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. 800-934-3578, 934-3578, or LandisTaxLaw.com. Thank you, Sam Landis,
for taking good care of me and all the people who watch my show. I want to mention again, because I get so exuberant and there isn't much time, and sometimes it's hard to spit it all out correctly. I was talking about Michael Avenatti when we got back from the Bill O'Reilly thing. I want to make sure everybody knows I did say that he's been accused. That doesn't mean he's been convicted. Accused of domestic violence. I did say that it looks like it's his ex-wife. That's what it appears to be. But no matter who it is, I feel horrible for that woman. I want to make sure I say that. I feel horrible for the woman. I was cheering the fact that he, the guy who's always after Trump, and the guy who claims Trump is terrible and abusive to women, he is charged now with suspicion of domestic violence by a woman, ostensibly his ex-wife. Feel terrible for the woman. Make it clear again. Doesn't mean I'm not going to cheer that a hypocrite like him got burned. Got burned bad. He would say Trump's guilty because the mere fact that a woman says something, or Kavanaugh's guilty because a woman claimed he gang raped her. No woman could ever make stuff like that up, could they? According to Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer, so respectful of women, he represents porn stars. And guess what? Maybe this woman made it up. So you're getting medicine you deserve, Michael Avenatti. I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't wish that on my worst friend or my worst enemy. But the reality is, you are a disgusting human being. And what you've tried to do to President Trump is disgusting. And the idea that you could be a presidential candidate is absurd. And so domestic violence is a perfect situation for a guy that low-lifey, like this porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti. Speaking of low-lifey, I want to tell you, because I got on this list, I'm going to read you a text here for the Democratic Party of Nevada. Remember I told you, if you've been watching, you know, and I want to give the phone number out, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. You see it on the bottom of the screen. We'll take more calls right now, and we'll set them up for the whole second half of the show. Calls, calls, calls. Love to talk to you. But if you've been watching my show, you know I was on the text list of the Nevada Democratic Party, and also multiple organizations for getting out the vote, liberal organizations getting out the Democratic vote. And they all said awful things. Vote early, vote often. We want you to vote multiple times. You can do it in Spanish. You don't need to learn English. No ID is required. They kept saying no ID required. And they said F Trump. And they said Trump's a murderer. Trump murders Mexicans. Horrible things. And they were aiming at illegal aliens because they kept saying you'll be deported if the Republican Party keeps the House and Republicans win elections. So who are they aiming it at? You and I can't be deported. They were aiming it at illegals. But now they have a victory party in Nevada. And at the victory party, they're promising that if you bring your EBT card, they're going to give you a free phone. I've been to 100 Republican victory parties in my life. Nice people, respectable people, suits and ties, high-class people, not everybody rich. Some of them small businessmen, some of them middle-class people who work for small businesses, but all high-class people who have never thought of accepting welfare or bragging about an EBT card. This is the Democratic Party, and I got the proof. They're victory party. They're giving out free phones and free turkeys if you could show them an EBT card. They're proud that you're on welfare. They want you to be on welfare. They want to give you free stuff at the victory party. Never in my life I've been more disgusted. Talk about low class. Oh my God.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump spoke on Wednesday with California Governor Jerry Brown to offer support as the state deals with catastrophic wildfires. That's a shift in tone from earlier when both were debating over how the fires were started. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke also traveled to California, as did FEMA Director Brock Long.
Our goal at FEMA is to support Governor Brown with achieving his response and recovery goals. I want to make sure that there's, we're bringing to bear everything that we can from federal resources.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. McCarthy did address some of the GOP House midterm losses today. Frequent President Trump critic attorney Mike Levinetti was reportedly arrested on charges of felony domestic violence when he seriously injured his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
Streaming across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, I want to finish what I was saying about the Democratic Party of Nevada. Can you imagine having an election celebration where you're proud to have people have EBT cards and show them? If you show us your EBT card, for those of you who don't know, EBT is a welfare card. It's now a credit card. Instead of being embarrassed to go to the store and have to show them welfare coupons, now you just have a credit card like everyone else. You just run it. And it's like out of a government bank account. And they're proud that people have EBT cards. By the way, let me not be misquoted by Right Wing Watch. I'm not saying you're the most horrible person in the world because you're on welfare. Some people have bad experiences in life. Some people are in bad situations. There are women who are abused by their husbands, and they wind up in situations through no control of their own. They need welfare. And I get all that. I'm not saying that every person with welfare is bad. I'm saying that if you brag that you won an election and at the election celebration, you want people to come with their welfare cards, that's just low class, man. That's just disgusting. You can invite people. You can say cheer for the Democratic candidate, but don't bring your EBT cards and show them off. What kind of a country do we live in where you're proud of being on welfare? And I said, you're not the public enemy. You're not the worst person in the world, but should you be proud to be on welfare? And should they ask you to come to a Democrat victory party to celebrate your welfareness? And then when you read the rest of it, I want to read it. Thank you, Nevada Democrats. We did it. We turned Nevada blue. Aren't you proud? Celebrate in style this Friday evening on the Vegas Strip. Chio on the Vegas Strip. Must be a restaurant. Never heard of it. Casual dress code required. Of course. They have welfare cards. I guess they're not in suits, right? They don't have a suit. Remember, advocates will be on site helping with free cell phones, food stamps, Medicaid, rental assistance, etc. All you need for a free phone is to show your EBT card or proof of current benefits. All you have to do is show up and prove that you're on welfare, and they celebrate you. My God, you're helpless, you're lazy, you're a bum. You're on welfare. Isn't welfare supposed to be temporary, not permanent? Wainer doesn't want to take welfare away from anybody. If you really need it, you should have it till the day you don't need it anymore, but you should have to get a job. And if you can't get one, then you have to work for the government. But you pick up garbage on the sidewalk. You work at a construction site. You put orange cones out. But you have no right to be a lazy bum. Well, I work. Wayne Root, forget all of you. I can't say what most of you do, but I think my listeners, my viewers, the hardest working people in the world. You're the hardworking working class, middle class of America, and small business owners. That's the combination that watches my show. But I can only speak for me. I work 16 hours a day on a slow day. I work 8 or 9 or 10 hours on a weekend. I work on holidays. I work on my birthday. I'm always working. I'm a hardworking man. Shouldn't I be celebrated? Shouldn't you be celebrated? People on welfare shouldn't be celebrated. Perhaps they should be, you should be sad for them. We could pity them and say, oh gosh, that's terrible. I hope they get off welfare one day soon. And oh gosh, I hope we make sure they get a job. You can't be on welfare, collect government money, my taxpayer money, and not work. But to think that you're proud to get people to come to a Democratic victory celebration and show their EBT card and then give them free stuff. So here's the brilliance of that. I just want to analyze it for you. On one hand, it's the most disgusting thing, despicable thing, disgraceful thing I've ever heard. It's the future of America. It makes me sick to my stomach. But on the other hand, it is brilliant because Democrats are hooking you for life to government dependence and free stuff. Even at a victory party celebrating their victory, it's all about Medicaid, housing allowance, welfare, benefits, free turkeys, free phones. Then I got another one saying free Obama turkeys. That was odd. Obama's not the president anymore. Why are you giving away free Obama turkeys? Now you celebrate Obama after he's no longer president by calling turkeys after his name? I mean, I realize he was a turkey. A total turkey, the worst bum in the history of American presidency. He's a commie turkey. But you want to name your turkeys after him? Come on, one. Come on. Obama turkeys for everyone who shows an EBT card. I've just never heard anything like that. It's disgusting. It's low life. It sums up the Democratic Party. It sums up where they want America to be. But it's also brilliant marketing. You're literally paying people for their votes. That's what it comes down to, paying people for their votes. All right, and getting them used to free stuff. So they'll always love government, always vote for you to give them more free stuff. That's the Democratic Party. There it is. I got the proof right on my phone. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of not only this segment of the show, but the entire show. They're the main title sponsor of the show. And I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. And it includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins. No, you can't use an EBT card to buy them. No, you got to actually use a real credit card. You have to work for a living so you can afford to get 100 American Silver Eagle, because these guys are capitalists and they're in the private sector. They don't take EBT cards. They don't let governments pay for the gold coins. You, or the silver coins in this case, you have to work for a living and have savings like a real, responsible, disciplined, self-reliant human being. And you have to call them up and ask for this Wayne Allyn Root in Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. And you get 100 American Silver Eagles. And in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins are investment quality. And you get the coins at dealer cost, meaning you get them at wholesale. They'll show you their invoice. You pay what they pay. How cool is that? You buy something at wholesale, guess what? It's worth a lot of money someday, quite possibly. So great move. You start out ahead of the game instead of behind. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. They even throw in a bonus U.S. Mint storage box, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. And if you don't like this offer for any reason, any product offer that you've got from any precious metal dealer or coin shop in America, call U.S. Gold Bureau. They will match it or beat it. Simple as that. Best prices in America, 800-885-GOLD. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau, for sponsoring the show. State of Texas trusts them. You should, too. They run the Texas Bullion Depository. Let's take some calls. We've got Peter in New York City wants to talk about the Avenatti arrest. Peter, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you? Nice
Very
to speak
good.
To you
Tell
tonight.
Me what you think about Avenatti's arrest.
Well, first of all, I'd like to make two comments, and I'd like to know your opinion about them. First of all, I believe Avenatti came a month too late. I believe if he was arrested last month, I believe Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, would have used that against the Democrats.
Right.
And I believe, my personal opinion, I believe there would have been more Senate seats and more, most of all, most importantly, more House seats that we would have won.
You want to get my reaction to that?
Yes.
In a real honest world, you're 100% right, Peter, from New York City. We're not in an honest world. We're in a fraudulent world. There's no election integrity. There's no Russian collusion. There's Mexico collusion. They're taking over our country. The entire Mexico is coming to America, and they're all voting illegally. And then there's Democrat collusion, because when they don't win with illegal stuff in the ballot box, then they wait till election night when they lose by 10,000 votes. Tomorrow, they miraculously find 20,000 ballots that are all haphazardly signed, no signature matches, no birthday matches, and they suddenly magically win the election. So it wouldn't have even mattered what happened with Avenatti when the deck is stacked and you can't win no matter what you do, because they're cheating, they're lying, they're committing fraud, and they're stealing elections. It just doesn't matter, Peter.
Well, you know, in my opinion, since going back to the 90s with the Clinton affair, with Lewinsky, and that Tabasco, with him not being fully impeached and taken out of the presidency, I believe, my opinion, if Trump had this ammunition, because remember now, Avenatti was on MSNBC, he was on CNN multiple times.
And
he was CNN's poster boy for
right.
2 months.
Yeah.
For 2 months.
Now they'll
okay?
drop him like
now how,
news.
How, yeah, how are they going to explain that?
Yeah.
You know what
they're going to do?
In my opinion?
Peter, the mainstream media doesn't have to explain anything. They just drop him like he never existed and they'll never mention him again. Never again. Look what they did with Hillary. I mean, there's no mention of all the bad things she's ever done. They don't mention that. Obama and the IRS, no mention of it. They don't mention that. Eric Holder, the only attorney general in the history of America to basically be told by the United States Congress, you're a criminal. You know, in contempt of Congress, you're a criminal. They don't mention it. And they mention him as a presidential contender. They'll probably still mention Avenatti as a presidential contender. You know, they're just frauds. The entire mainstream media is frauds. Peter, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I'm telling you, in a perfect world, he's right. If it had happened before the election, it would have made a big difference. In the world we live in, where Republicans don't fight back, a bunch of wussies, They're letting Democrats steal every race from us after election night, after they already stuffed the ballot box with illegals on election day and during the whole early voting period? Don't even fight back. What are we doing about this? I'd like to know. I don't think it would have made a difference. Rubio sounds the alarm. Democratic lawyers now asking judge to change Florida laws to steal the election. I don't even like Marco Rubio. Lately, I like him. He's good. He reminds me of Lindsey Graham I didn't used to like. Now I like him. These guys are coming around. Rubio's defending Trump. In an article in the Wall Street Journal today, that Trump is right about nationalism. I gave you that speech on this show a week ago. Nationalism's good. It means you love America. Nothing wrong with it. Stop trying to lie about it. Doesn't mean you're racist. It means you love America. America first. You love Americans. You love American exceptionalism. All right. Rubio sounds the alarm. Oh, and I just wanted to tell you what he's sounding the alarm about. They want to change Florida law that you don't have to match the signature with the election bureau with the signature on the ballot. Of course not. Democrats are sitting up all night long, thousands of volunteers paid by Soros, and they're filling out lying ballot forms, making believe there's someone else that can't sign it with your signature. They don't know your signature. It's like they're out in the open what thieves they are. All right, Cetogenix is the sponsor of this show. They are the world's leader in age management medicine, otherwise known as defying aging, otherwise known as anti-aging. You're fantastic. I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I've lost 10 pounds, and I'm working out less than I've ever worked out, 30 minutes a day instead of 2 hours. I've gained back an hour and a half. I'm making more money because of that, and I've actually gained about 20 pounds of muscle while I lost 10 pounds. They're the greatest. Call for the free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 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 toll-free, anywhere in the U.S.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenix.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I'll be quick because I want to get some more calls, but ECI Development is the sponsor of this segment. Let's get serious for a minute. You see what's happening in this country. They're going to take our country away from us. It's so clear that we're going to be a socialist nation. They've taken my state away from me, Nevada. It's an absolute embarrassment. Can you imagine the Nevada Democratic Party thinks it's cool to say bring your EBT card to the Nevada Democratic Party celebration of who we elected? We turned Nevada blue. Bring your EBT card. Brag to the world you're on welfare. Get a free turkey. Get a free Obama phone. Get information on welfare, food stamps, and Medicaid. Oh, my God. Most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, don't think I'm some elitist rich guy. I'm a son of a butcher. My father was a butcher with a white apron and bloodstains, and he was poor. He grew up in Brownsville, Brooklyn, with nothing. Seven brothers and sisters, and their father died when they were all young. There was nobody earned money. They went out and shined shoes on the street corners to survive. And yet, never did anyone in the history of my family ever take welfare. First of all, there was none, so I can't brag that it was there and they didn't take it. There was no welfare in those days. You couldn't. That's why the seven kids went out and got jobs to support their mother, who's now a widow. They would never take welfare. Then when they all grew up, my dad and his brothers and sisters, they all worked, and they gave a portion of their money to their mother, my grandmother. Anna Root got a portion of their income so she'd never have to be on welfare. They paid for her. They had personal responsibility. That's when you grew up right. You don't know, taking welfare. What kind of moral values must you have to accept government money? None of us do. I don't even know anyone who has an EBT card. My whole life, I've never met a human being who's got an EBT card. I mean, what kind of a person is bragging about having an EBT card? I don't know. It's okay if you have one. You're going through bad experiences in life. I feel bad for you. But it's got to be passing through a moment. This too shall pass. You got to get over it, and you got to move on with your life. Democrats don't want you to get over it. They want you to have it for life so you can stay on their plantation. You become slaves to the government, slaves to big government, to Big Brother. You need the check. You'll always vote for Big Brother. Anyway, things are not going well in this country, and I'm telling you, even if we can hang in there while Trump's president, he gets reelected, what's going to happen in 2024? The next person isn't Trump, and then we're just done. So you got to have a a parachute, a plan B, a second home, a second passport, give them a call, 800-290-3028. That's what they do. They provide you a parachute, a second home, a passport in another country, a home for $126,000 is their home start on the beach overlooking the water. 800-290-3028. Get your free guide to second residences around the world from ECI Development. Or go to listentowayne.com. That's the website they set up for all of you. Listentowayne.com, 800-290-3028. Let's take Jerry in Fresno on line four. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Root. You know, I know there's a lot more important things to talk about, but I'm a little incensed about this trip that the president took to France. And I wish it could have went a little better for the president to step up and say something to Macron. There is his mouth, you know, they owe their very existence to the American people over there. And I wish the president would have just said, you know, say thank you and then you shut up. You know,
I agree. By the way, I'll go a step further. Shouldn't have gone. Should not have gone because the elections were in doubt. They're stealing the elections. He needs to stay here and worry about election integrity. I would not have gone. I would have canceled my trip. But I know
if he hadn't have gone, he would have been. I think the veterans might have said something in himself. But, like I said, I know there's a lot of other things going on. And speaking as a former social worker, I'm a truck driver now, believe it or not. And I have a master's degree in social work services. And I left that trade 25 years ago because it's so corrupt. People are taught to be professional victims in this country now. And like you say, they have no pride, no honor, and it's generational. So, yeah, I'll get your opinion on those things, okay?
Thank you, Jerry. No, I already gave you my opinion. It's scary. You know, they're just, it's a terrible thing. As a matter of fact, I don't blame someone who's poor. I don't blame someone who's a person of color. I don't blame someone who's white on welfare, black on welfare, Hispanic on welfare. I blame the system. I blame the government. If you're going to offer it, they're going to take it. If you're going to say they don't need a job, we're not going to have work requirements, then they're going to just stay home. It's the fault of the government and liberals. It's the fault of liberals in the government. It's not the fault of the person taking the check. If you're going to offer it, they're going to take it. All right, let's take Andy in Ohio, line three. Andy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Fantastic, Wayne.
All right, we're getting close to the end of the show, so be quick, be tight. Go. Floor is yours.
I concur with you, what you talked about, the welfare thing. They are slaves to the government, and they take that. They become slaves to the government.
Yes, and they want it that way. They want it. Yeah, you're dependent. You need to vote for them.
That's exactly what they'll do, too. And also, you know, we should take a lesson from Europe. As far as the riots and people destroying property and illegally be here, fire hose, high pressure fire hose.
Yeah.
Doesn't harm them. You can knock them off their feet, and it doesn't. You have to shoot them, but you can sure quell it.
Terrible.
And Europe
stuff.
Did that a couple of years ago. Europe did that, and I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, but Europe—that may be the only thing Europe ever did right. If they did that, then that's it. Hey, we're on the run, Andy. The show's over for the night. Look at this. The phone lines are full. Bob in Vegas. Another Bob in Vegas. Another phone line's ringing. Andy in Ohio. We got to run. I'm sorry. And by the way, a better analogy, I think, as I think of it, because nothing will ever compare to slavery. Whether you talk about blacks in slavery or I'm Jewish, my Jewish relatives at Auschwitz, right? That's real slavery. Taking a check from government isn't even close to slavery. Let me use a better word. Addiction. It's like a drug addict. The government's the drug dealer, and they want you to take the drug so you can become addicted, so you become a better customer. If you're addicted, you need the dealer. That's government. It's about addiction, not slavery. Better choice of words, I think, as I think of it. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll see you tomorrow. All the cops out there, all the first responders, all the military, and all the vets. God bless you. Thank you for your service to your country. Be safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Cannabis.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.